I'm currently on the scene in front of the Montreal Ferrier Tesla dealership, where two climate activists sprayed paint in protest of owner Elon Musk. Greta Cespedes was on her way to work at a neighboring Mercedes dealership when she saw the pink paint.
They could have just, you know, comment something, but no, something visual or just on the street here, you know. Me, I just saw her, I'm like freaking out. We don't need this, those vandalism stuff, you know?
The climate group Last Generation Canada says two of its members, Marcel Paré and Valérie Lachapelle, vandalized the dealership off Decarie Boulevard. The group is the same one behind the protest that shut down the Jacques Cartier Bridge last fall. Spokesperson Laura Sullivan told CKUT that the protest was against owner Elon Musk. He's overseeing mass firings of U.S. government workers in his role in the Trump administration.
He heavily influenced the United States election, and in general has been taking massive control over the United States democracy, which no one voted for him.
Tesla has made a name for manufacturing electric vehicles, which are especially climate friendly in Quebec, where most of our power is hydroelectric. But Sullivan says Musk has betrayed that cause.
He's working quite directly with the United States government, which has again backed out of the Paris Agreement, which has decided to start pushing drilling oil and gas in their own national parks. He's basically bought the election for someone who is running on campaign slogans such as drill, baby, drill.
The Montreal action is part of a wave of protests at Tesla dealerships. This is the first one in Montreal. The SPVM's Véronique Dubuc told reporters that the duo behind the protest were arrested on the scene. They've now been released, but will have to plead their case in the coming months.
Well, it's vandalism, but as you can see, it's kind of big. You can see all the images. So, yes, they will go in front of a judge for this kind of act. It's a criminal act.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has called the American protests domestic terrorism. No one has been injured, and the actions have largely consisted of breaking or spray painting windows, though in some cases, protesters have set fire to vehicles outside the dealerships. With this Montreal action, Sullivan says her group is just trying to call attention and call for action on the climate crisis.
When we're in 2025 and scientists have been calling this climate crisis a code red for humanity for years and years and years, and nothing has been done by our government, there needs to be a more disruptive form of action in order to raise the stakes.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.